Hello and welcome to Banter and Chill with your host, Inni Baby. Hello and welcome back to Banter and Chill podcast with your host, Inni Baby. First of all, Merry Christmas. Second of all, Happy New Year. I know it has been a while, like after the last episode, it was in November, I just disappeared and rendered all of you bored, because I know you guys are both down me. I rendered all of you bored. But I'm back now. How was your Christmas? How was New Year? How was enjoying? How was everything? Well, as I said, we're back now, and I brought a brand new guest, as you can see, with me. So my guest, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Veronica.
Yeah, you
got my name is Veronica, and I am a resin artist. And basically does it.
So if you are a true fan of this podcast, you know that I always mention Veronica. Back from when we're doing only audio episodes, that Veronica is always saying, where is the new episode coming out?
It's
when
me.
Is the new episode? This is Veronica. And I've given a shout out to her business multiple times, Veronica's Beauty Store.
Thank you.
This is the one and only Veronica, and she's here today. It's only fitting. I mean, our first episode for this year. It makes sense that our biggest supporter is here. But Vera, how was your holiday? Let's start from there.
The holiday was, it was okay. It was just there, just like every other day, honestly. Because this one that everybody's doing,
I tried to date my own, and then I ended up poor. By the time you guys see this,
that's the reason why I did.
By the time you guys see this video in February, I'll probably be rich already. But I'm recording this.
Amen.
I ended up poor because too much enjoyment. Anyways, for today's episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about, as I said, you guys will see this video in February. So, and February is the month of love. We all know what February is. February is the time to pressure people. February is the time that people start asking God when, God when, God when. Nobody can question God, but Nigerians still ask God when. So, because of that, we're going to talk about relationships, love, romance these days. And yeah, that's basically what we're going to talk about on this episode of the podcast. So, stay tuned and enjoy yourself. But let's get into it. First of all, Vera, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's so cute. That means you're the perfect person to bring here. Imagine we brought a single Pringle to talk about romance. But yeah, I don't want to ask how old you are, but I mean, as an adult now, thinking back to when you were younger, I feel like everybody had this idea of what romance should be, especially from all those Barbie movies, all those Prince Charming. Do you watch all those things?
Yes,
they shine your eyes. Have you an African magic epic you watch, bro? NTA.
No. We're all about the baby girl life.
All those Prince Charming. So there's an idea of what, love and romance should be like. But now as an adult, is romance meeting up to those your expectations?
Actually, it is. Well, another thing that covers it all is peace. If your partner gives you peace of mind, that's just the best.
So your partner is giving you peace of mind?
Yes.
Oh, Godwin!
Yes, please, yes.
Is romance meeting up to my childhood expectations? Yes and no. I feel the no is because it was, when you see all those Rapunzel, all this kind of movies, you think it's glorified. You think it's that easy. You just wake up and somebody will wear you shoe and bam, you are his wife and you want true love of his life.
Princess.
not be so it'd be for the real world though. Somebody will not just come and give you shoe and take you away to his palace. There's a lot of work involved. So that's why I said yes and no. Yes, it is amazing, but when it comes to putting in the work, man, no. This is not what it looked like when I was younger. But there's been, I feel like in recent times, there's been a shift in like what people think romance is or romance should be, especially in this present day. And my own argument is that it's actually influenced by social media.
Yes, it is.
But it's basically it to have been.
I strongly accept it is actually.
But now this is now the area of concern. Is it not that the social media couples are doing too much? Because they have usurped everything. Even Christmas that was for Jesus, that is still for Jesus.
Even Easter.
Even Easter. They will not come happy Easter from me and mine to you and yours. I don't care about you and yours. So I feel like, do you think people need to go out and touch grass? Or like, indeed, social media, internet couples, they've set a very funny standard.
Yes, they have. They have. Because there are sometimes that you just go on the internet and you just see somebody, hey, my boyfriend did a big vacation. Or even if around Christmas period.
Yeah.
Everybody say, I'm going for a vacation with my boyfriend. But it's for Jesus.
It's for Jesus.
It's for the Christ.
You're going to church.
Oh, my boyfriend bought me these rose flowers, other stuff. Yeah. We are not saying that you should not show love and all this kind of thing. But this, but there are other people that are single. You want to choke them. You want them to die.
But
bring
yeah,
it down. Take
I do
it
think
easy.
That indeed the shifts in romance and love, social media has caused a decent amount of it. Before, you don't know what's happening in the next person's house. You don't know how Mr. A is treating his wife. You don't know how Mr. and Mrs. B is treating her husband. Or our boyfriend, but now that you have access to almost everybody's life, everybody, you can see what's going on in their life. If they're having, if they break up, people, do you remember relationships are so public now? Your favorite couple break up now. All those foolish people that don't have love at home now say, I no longer believe in love. Your parents have been married for 40 years, no problem. Those ones don't make you believe in love because your favorite internet couple suddenly separated after 3 years relationship. God. You now say, oh, I no longer believe in love. Yeah, people need to go out and talk to yourself once in a while. People need to remind themselves that, what I'm seeing online is not always like that. Before people come and post their application, you don't know if they forced it the day before, Seth.
Yes,
you don't know what's going on. So, try and manage how
always
much
come
you...
come back to reality.
Yeah.
Have a reality check.
Some, like, I was not going to go into, like, dating standards these days. We've already agreed that, okay, social media has done a lot of damage, but... dating standards these days, do you think they are... they're excessive, like, oh, this one doesn't even make sense again.
I know, there are some that doesn't make sense.
Like, which one?
Okay, I think there was one time I was on TikTok, and one girl was giving, like, a story. And she said that, okay, her friend went on a vacation with her boyfriend, blah, 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 Then she now, like, every small thing that her boyfriend does annoys her. Every small thing he does annoys her. Why? Because her other friend went for vacation. Her boyfriend cannot live up to the standard. That kind of thing is not... It's not nice at all.
But is it a modern day thing? Because I know that even is it something they always say that, how do I phrase this? I don't think it's a modern day something. I think it's just more prominent now. Because even back in the day that men used to say, if you don't have money, all this kind, you cannot pull a woman.
Okay.
And all of that. And then...
that one is...
yeah, we are not even going to get there. And then some people will not be like... but it's not a new thing for you to, like, start thinking less, God forgive me, of your own person because they cannot do
what other people
person
are doing.
So
for
I think that standard has always been there. It's just that now...
It's worse.
It's now preached that if somebody
most these days most people just get into a relationship because they know that, okay, they're getting something from the other person.
Yeah, it's now almost always
it's not there's no love again, there's no affection. It's just because, okay, he's going to buy me weed, he's going to buy me hair, or he's going to get what he's getting from the woman, blah,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
Please, if you know that you can buy me weed, oh my God, I'm not supposed to do that. I have a babe now, I can't do that. But
if you can
babe,
buy us weed,
my babe, come and buy me weed. So I'll give you my love.
Oh,
but yeah, there's something that concerning this modern day dating thing, though. I know when most people now want to talk about how money comes into love these days, they want to quote the great philanthropist and poet Davido. Love is sweet, oh, when money enter,
love
is sweet. Ah, support that statement with 5 sentences. But do you think it's true?
It is, though. It is now. If your boyfriend doesn't give you money, you go see the day. You that you're watching us, you go see dead, yeah. Okay. I know now. How about?
So, but do you think it goes both ways when it comes to, like, money?
Yes.
Do you think it goes both ways? Because women don't have money. Women usually don't have money. So
no,
where do you want to get money to give men?
But
from?
There's a different way you can show love apart
love,
from
yeah,
money.
And money.
Yeah,
so we've now
you give me money, me I can
yeah,
help
I
you
would,
to do something else.
I would.
You know.
I'll be your emotional support.
And
I will
massage
show
your leg.
Yes, give me money and massage your leg. 50-50.
Give me emotional support.
50-50. That's equality. But let's still dive down on that. Do you think there can be, like, love without money
in this
day and age? Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, there can be love without money. But the problem is, people have lost the plot. Like, is something has to give.
Yes.
Okay. So if you cannot be faithful in big things, be faithful in small things. But you know, I was okay, is the man that's supposed to, you know how you said, okay, you cannot give the man money, but you can do
other stuff.
Oftentimes men that don't have money to give their babes, they make that their entire personality. So you see how your babe that is even broke will try to be faithful in the little things.
Yes.
Men that don't have money to do the big things, they are almost always not faithful in the little things as well. Like, they won't even want to cover up in other areas for you. Maybe massage your leg. The guy say, ah, go massage your leg.
True.
So that's how I see it. I feel like love can exist without money, but something has to give. And oftentimes, people don't want to give that. Have you been around a lot? Like, around different states? Have you traveled
to this country?
No, how many countries? How many states have you been to in this country?
Okay, Cross River, Delta, Abuja, Lagos. Those four.
That's all in your whole life.
Okay, Port Harcourt.
Bayelsa.
Yes,
Port Harcourt. Delta State, obviously. Kano, Abuja. Where else have I been to? Lagos. Five. But not that. We never really travel like that too.
But soon.
That thing they say, when our soon we reach, it's not even Nigeria will travel again. Travel out. That thing that they say that you can't find love in Lagos, do you think it's true? How long have you been in Lagos?
All my life.
Oh, your that means you are the perfect person to answer it for us.
All my life.
Is it true you can't find love in Lagos?
Okay, I think you can. But it depends on the person. Because now they've classified this thing that everybody in Lagos is a play person. Everybody
in Lagos is not good people.
If you find one particular person, just one particular person, and that person is actually very good, I feel like you find love. But the way they've generalized everything, like this person... No, but you can find love in Lagos.
I don't know, do you think you can find love in Lagos? I think you can find love in Lagos. I think you're finding genuine love.
Yes,
in Lagos. I think you can find it. Where you will not be able to find love is Bayelsa.
It's a common.
You cannot Delta State. Edo.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I always say that anything from Edo State down, forget it. You cannot find love there. You don't know what you're looking for.
You know,
it's not love. If you are going down that side, maybe you are going there to look for money or but say you are looking for love, go wakate.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't think you can find love in Lagos.
I just said it.
I think you can find love in Lagos. Yes, I just don't think you can find in Bayelsa.
You can find love
now
in Lagos.
I don't know, people that were watching the last couple of episodes. There's something I used to do at the end of every episode.
Yeah.
That I would do like a game session.
Oh really?
Yeah, this guy's not be watching the episode.
Hey, gang girl, no
gang girl, no girl supporter. I don't catch you.
I think it's just two or three that I've lost.
But yeah, so we should do like game session, another at the end of the episode. Yeah. But before, obviously, I don't have any game for here. Something else I want to do. Before we dive into it, like, do you have anything you want to like add to this topic?
Okay, so I took some things down in my jotter. Yeah. Okay, so for this one, I feel like most people just have like a point to prove when it comes to relationship.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, let's say for an instance now, a group of girls.
Yeah.
Probably let's say it's jealous. No, not jealousy, but let's say a group of friends. Let's say like five of them and three of them are in a relationship.
Yeah.
And two of them are single. You know that the ones that are in a relationship, their vibe and everything is always different from the way the single ones will always behave. So I feel like maybe, let's say one of them now that is single, maybe a guy that's been checking them before, they don't like the person. But because they want to prove a point to their other ones that, okay, themselves, they can get...
Yeah, they can get niggas.
They will enter into a wrong relationship. All those kind of things. Do you get? It might not even...
Yeah.
So it's not...
That's why it's very good to be contented in this life, because I've seen situations where, you know, there are some babes that they don't even try, but they pull like very reasonable people, and when it comes to like all this spending and all, they pull people that can even give them $1 million, $2 million at once. You that you are their friend and you know you, they pull 50k boys, better lock up with your 50k boys. Don't let jealousy And the thing is, they don't practice this kind of thing. They don't practice restraints. They want to now test everybody on say, okay, yes. I find, and that is very journey for you.
Yes.
Meanwhile, your own babe, where you they look, they she done deal with her own for 5 years. In that 5 years, you found like 50 different people. None of them were right for you. I feel like at the point, they are the problem. Just give up. Go and join convent. Be a nun. There's no hope for you. But yeah, I see your point, Sha.
Yes. Then another one is family dysfunctionality.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're in a home that you see that your parents are loved, your siblings, not even your parents, but your siblings, you have brothers and sisters that take care of you. If you go outside, the way you show love to other people will be different from how other people show love to, their friends or whoever they meet outside. So if you, even if your family safe, even if your parents don't show love, as long as you are genuine, your heart, you know that you used to pray to God, and God puts his love inside of you, the way you love other people, or the way you see love, or the way you take love, will be different from how other
people. There are some things that they say online that they'll be like, oh, no matter what, remember you are loved at home. I feel like that's a very like unfair thing to say, because some people are genuinely not loved at home.
And the comments, especially comment section, now that place that you go see, say people for this Nigeria, they crazy.
Some people are not loved at home. Some people didn't. The kind of training you think you receive that makes you see things differently. Some people did not have that
at all.
So they don't even know how to approach this thing from the place you are approaching it. So as I was saying before, you want to say, okay, don't take some kind of things because you are loved at home. There are people that their parents their parents do not do the work. You know how children, you point to children so that when they go out into society, they'll be fully functional adults. Some people's parents not point to them. So as people run around, some of them, they don't know what love is from home. So how do you expect them to
show love outside?
To not even know what love is when they see it. They don't have any templates to use to recognize what actual love is. So before you see somebody online, you're like, oh, know that you are loved at home. Not everybody's loved at home. Me, I'm loved at home, but there's somebody out there that's not loved at home. So don't say that. Is it sensitive?
Yes.
But yeah. And yeah, that's you like to add.
That's all for now.
That's all for now. Okay. So I'm thinking that, okay, for this new year, or at least for the next couple of months, instead of doing like games with my guests, I'm just going to give them a chance to do like an unpopular opinion segment. So guys, you're welcome to the unpopular opinion segment. Now, Veronica, whether it's on this topic of love or anything else, do you have an unpopular opinion that you hold on to, that you believe in, that you want to share? This is a safe space. Nobody will judge you. Whatever happens in the unpopular opinion segment stays in the unpopular opinion segment.
It's just a very few sentences.
Uh-huh.
If you are a child of God, hold your Bible tight. Simple.
But that's not a unpopular opinion.
It's because some people say, every small in God. I have somebody that every small say, is every small in God, God.
He's even every small and big to himself.
My dear, hold God tight too. Especially in this generation that everybody just moving mad up and down. If you know that you're a Christian, hold Jesus tight.
Okay, so Vera's unpopular opinion for today is, if you're a Christian, hold Jesus
even
tight.
Even if you're not a Christian, my sister or my brother, hold Jesus tight.
Okay, so that means people that used to serve Amadio and Ebesu,
hold Jesus.
They will leave Amadio and hold Jesus tight.
Yes, Jesus is the true way.
Anyways, that brings us to the end of this episode. It's a short, brief one, interesting. We did not waste people's time.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lovely entry back into podcasting for the year. So a few things to just keep you guys aware. The podcast, we are shifting dynamics. We're going to be doing only one episode per month. So this episode you are seeing, that's all for February. It's even in February that we won't be seeing it, and we're recording it in January. That's all for February until March, because my schedule is crazy, so I can't keep up. So until March, where you get another episode, but we'll try as much as possible. Podcast team will try as much as possible to give you guys like Twitter spaces or anything, something to work with, since we're now doing only one episode per month. But wherever you're seeing this, whether you're listening to it on listening platforms or you're watching it on YouTube, please by all means share with somebody. If you enjoyed it, someone else out there want to enjoy it too.
Yes.
So please send it to them, like, comment. Yeah, that's basically it. So until next time, until next month, bye.